Continuing in the Sefer Derech Hashem, we're up to Perek Sheni of the first Chelek. So we discussed on a very surface level the idea of Kadosh Baruch Hu and a little bit of characterizing Kadosh Baruch Hu in terms of his existence and some basic fundamentals about what God allows us to understand about Himself. And now we're moving on to the creation itself, meaning now that we know a little bit about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his nature, as much as a human being can possibly grasp, so now we're a little bit more ready to step into understanding what the nature of creation is and why Hashem created the world and what we're all doing here. So let's begin with Os Aleph in Perek Beis. Hinei. Hatachlis Babriya Hoya Lehetiv Mituvo Yisbarach Shmo Lezulaso. Right off the bat, the Ramchal begins, and this is a theme that we have as well in Mesilas Yesharim, that the entire purpose of creation was to do something good for others. Lehetiv Mituvo Yisbarach Shmo Lezulaso. To give from Hashem's goodness to others. So, in order to understand this, we have to first remember what we learned in the last parak, which was that one of the main midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shlemus, right? We had a Shlemus and Pshitus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is complete unto himself. And there's nothing that this world can give him. And therefore, it's impossible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world in order to do something for himself. I'll read you the Lashon of Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, in the Kol Chachmei Ha'olam Yaminu V'Yaskilu Ki Ein Leboreit Tzorech L'Davar. All of the wise people of the world have concluded that Hashem does not need anything. Ba'avur Ki Kol Nitzrach Hu Chaser L'Davar Shu Tzorech Bo Uvo Yeshalim. Because what does it mean that someone needs something? It's that I'm lacking this particular thing, and if I only had this thing, then I would be complete. Va'borei Shalim. But Hashem is already complete. Val Kane ain lo tzorech ledavar. He doesn't need anything. Va'achar asher ain lo tzorech ledavar nilmad mizeki hu lo bara olam letzorech atzmo. So if he doesn't need anything, by definition, he could not have created this world for his own needs. Va'acharei asher lo bara letzorech nuchal adas ki bara nedava ligmol tov lezochim lo. So now we can understand that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't have created the world for himself, there'd be no purpose in that, then he has to have created the world for the sake of others, for those who merit Hashem's goodness. So the entire kavana of Hashem in creating the world was for our benefit, for our good, and therefore The Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramchal after him, they are explaining that the entire purpose of the world was to create something good for others. And that's because of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not lacking in any way, and therefore it makes no sense that he would create the world for himself. Continuing on in the Derech Hashem, V'hinei tireh, you have to understand, or see at least, Kihu levado yizbarach shemo hashlemus amiti hamasholom mikol chesronos. As we've been saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu has no chesronos. He's not lacking in any way. Vein shlemus achar kamon klal. He's completely perfect. There's nothing like it. V'nimtza shekol shlemus sheyudme. Any shlemus that would be similar to, compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu, chutz mishlemusa yizbarach shemo, hine einenu shlemus amiti. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to compare his perfection and completion to anything else in the world, by definition, that would not be perfection or completion. The only way we can describe shlemus, when we say someone is complete, he has everything, it's only compared to others who have less. Real shlemus is only what Hashem has. So you can have a person in this world who, he could be the wealthiest person in the world. He could have the best family in the world. He could have the nicest midos in the world. He can be beloved by all. At the end of the day, that person is not lacking. That person is still lacking things. He's imperfect. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times is perfect. So that individual, we might say, oh, this guy has real shleimus. He's a big Talmud Chacham. He's a big tzaddik. He has gashmius. He has ruchnius. He has a family that's so wonderful. He has possessions that are so wonderful. He has friends who are so wonderful. All his relationships seem to be perfect. Yes, that guy, maybe compared to a guy like me, he is shulei. However, compared to the Rabbono Shel Olam, you can't even begin to be masig the fact that he's so lacking. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only real shleimus. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to provide goodness for others and shleimus for others. But the problem is going to become, what could he possibly give us that will make us be shleim? Whatever we're going to get, so that makes us less chaser than we were before we received it. But we're never going to be shleimus like the Rabbono Shel Olam Mishali. The Alkain says Ramchal, therefore, biyos chetzo yizbarach shemo lehitiv luzulasu. Since Hashem wanted to do good for others, lo yaspik lo biyoso meitiv ktsas tov. It would not be sufficient for Him to just give us a little bit of goodness. Right? This is the key. Kadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. And if He is going to be perfect, He not only is perfect unto Himself, but He is the perfect giver. And if He's going to be the perfect giver, what He gives over has to be the perfect thing for us to receive in order to get what it is that He's trying to give to us. And thus, it's not enough for a Kadosh Baruch Hu to say, God, please give me $1 million, $1 billion, $1 trillion. It doesn't help in terms of shleimus. Not because money doesn't buy happiness, which is also true, but it's not the point. The reason just giving us a ton of money, or even an infinite amount of money, would not be sufficient, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu's goal is to provide us with true goodness. And true goodness can only come from real shleimus, not by filling a particular hole or particular need that we might have financially or emotionally or whatever that need may be. That's something nice that a Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us, but it's not the ultimate good being given by the ultimate giver. And therefore, rather, Ela biyoso meitiv tachlis hatov she'efsher lebru mishe'ikablu. Right? So he's saying that He has to give us the best thing that we could possibly receive, the best thing that we could ever have in our state. Uviyoso hu levado yisparach shmo ha'tov amiti. And since He is the true source of all goodness, lo yistabe chefzo atov, ela biyoso mehane luzuloso betova hu atzmo. The only way a Kadosh Baruch Hu can give us the best thing possible, true shleimus, true goodness, is that He gives us from that real goodness. Shehu bo yizbarach shemo mitzad atzmo, shehu atova shalim hamiti. Hashem has to somehow give us of Himself. It's not enough for Him to give us stuff, because stuff is not real shleimus. Only the Rabbono Shel Olam Himself is real shleimus. And therefore, He has to give something of Himself to us in order for us to achieve that reception of shleimus that He wants us to have. So, this is a major dilemma, as you understand, that on one hand, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to do good for us. On the other hand, what could we possibly get that would be the perfect good that we receive from a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So just to give a mashal, let's say you have, just to keep with the money theme, but you have the world's richest man, and he decides that he has a good friend, and he wants to give something good to that friend. So you could give him a lot of money, and that would be nice, but he doesn't know that the friend is going to use the money in the right way. He could give the man possessions, but he doesn't know that the man is going to really enjoy the possessions. And this fellow just decides, listen, I'm the world's richest man. And this mashal, he's also the world's happiest man. He has everything going for him. And he says to his friend, he says, you know what? Instead of me trying to give you something, I have a better idea. I'm inviting you to come and live with me. And whatever I do, you'll do. And whatever I eat, you'll eat. And wherever I live, you'll live. And my stuff is your stuff. And you're going to benefit from everything that I already benefit from, because I know what works, and therefore, I'm going to give you of myself to the best of my ability. And that is a mashal for what the Ramchal's going to explain. V'hine mitzad acher. Hatova zeh i'efsher shi'imatzi elabo. So we said, on the other hand, where is this goodness, this true goodness, going to come? only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Al kein gazra chachmaso shemetziuso ha'tava amitis ha'zos yeh b'ma sheyitin makom labrum sheyizdabku bo yizbarach shemo. The actual goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us is that he gives us the opportunity, he's going to grant us the zechus that we can be mizdabek in him. We can cling to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can somehow come close to him. Obviously, as much as is humanly possible for a human being to cling to the Shechina, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'oz nimtza shemasha mitzad atzmam I efshar sheyitoaru b'shleimus kishleimusa yizbarach shemo. So, obviously, the fact is that it's impossible for us to be shalim the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Hinei mitzad is dabkam bo. But if we cling to God, Yagia Lam Ba'usu Ashir Shevshal Torah B'Shleimus Ahu Mitzade Yosem Istapkin Bo Yisbarach Shemo. So yes, we will receive the maximum possible closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the maximum possible goodness as close as we can possibly get. V'yimtzu Nenim B'Tova Amitis Ahu Be'erech Shevshal Em Le'anus Bo. And he keeps stressing, I think it's the third time in this little paragraph, where he said, as much as is humanly possible. Meaning, the fact is, we are not a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and therefore, we will never receive the maximum Shlemus that a Kaddish Baruch Hu actually has. But on our level, we can receive the most possible Shlemus by being brought close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And by having this Dveikus with Hashem, that will bring us to the Shlemus that we can handle as much as humanly possible. V'nimtza hayos kavanaso yizbarach shemo bebriya shebara livro mi sheyia nene betuva yizbarach shemo. Since, as we have said, the purpose of Hashem's creation is to give goodness to His creations, and be'oso aderach she'efshar yehenabo in the best possible way that they can benefit from it. Okay, so as we've said up until this point, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not lacking anything, and therefore it can't be that He created things for Himself. He created them for us to give goodness to us, but the problem is He can't give us anything. Rather, He has to bring us close to Him so that we can be cling to the source of true goodness and absorb as much of that as possible. If you remember, I don't know if you ever learned Sil Sisharim, but if you did the first parak at least, So we know the famous phrase that he quotes in Mesil Sisharim, "Sheha'adam lo nivra ela lehisaneg al Hashem v'lehanos meziv shchinaso." So, at the beginning, since the tachlis, the purpose of Mesil Sisharim is different than the purpose of Derech Hashem, he phrases it differently, and he just skips to the chase, and he says, "You want to know why we're here? Lehisaneg al Hashem, to get benefit from Hashem v'lehanos meziv shchinaso, and to somehow benefit from the shining glory of the Shechina." And then he adds in, which is the short version of what he said over here, "Shezehu hatanug ha'amiti v'ha'idun ha'gadol mikol ha'idunim sheyuchulo lihimatze." That is the true tanug, the true idun. It's the real pleasure that you can possibly get in any world, really. But it's possible to be found. Meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu, as we elaborated here, Kadosh Baruch Hu can only give the ultimate good. And therefore, he can only give of himself. He can't give stuff. It has to be perfect. And therefore, the closest a human being can get to ultimate good is Dveikus with a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina. And specifically, as he phrased it in the Mesil Sisharim, L'is'adeg al Hashem v'lehenos miziv Shechina. So here he refers to it much more as L'izdabik, to cling to God. But either way, so here he just developed this point a little more clearly than we find it in the Mesil Sisharim. Okay. Going a little bit further, V'ulam, we're in Os Beis now. V'ulam, Gazra Chachmaso Sheliyoso Atov Shalim Ra'oi Shehanene Bo Bal Hatova Hu Perish Mishekana Atova Atzmo. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu could just give us things, and that would be nice. However, that would not be real, meaning that would be another example of imperfection. Others have described it. It's been described in different Sfarim as what they call Nahama de Kisufa. It would be like the bread of humiliation. It's humiliating to just be placed in a position where you don't really deserve to be there. Let's say, you know, your father owns a company and he puts you on salary because Nebuch, you never had any hatzlacha in school. You wanted, first, you're the typical spoiled kid. First, you thought you wanted to be a doctor. So then you realized, you'd have to study too hard in college. So you wanted to be a lawyer because then you could goof off till the LSAT. And then you realized that you didn't do so well in the LSAT. So you went to 1 year of law school and you realized it was too hard. And so then you just decide, all right, forget it. I'm going to go work for my dad. Now, don't get me wrong. Not every person who works for his dad is doing something so terrible. But this guy is the classic boss's son, shows up late, leaves early, doesn't work too hard while he's there. But everybody knows he's never going to get fired because he's the boss's son. And everybody resents him because they know he might have a particular position in the company, but he is not that guy. He was given that, and that's not real. So now, there are two angles you could take this from. Number one, it could be because it's a Nebuch situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't want to give us this hatava, just stam, give it to us for no reason, because that makes it into a Nebuch situation. But I like to think that the Iker Pshat is not just that it's humiliating for us, and it's Nebuch for us that we have to basically schnorr this goodness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we don't deserve it. It's much more than that. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give us the ultimate good, and he wants us to come close to him. But for us to really be close to him, it doesn't make any sense. It wouldn't be shayach for us unless we earned it. Because, and this is the Ramchal is going to explain this really well. So let's read the rest of it inside. But he says that this person has to be the Baal HaTov HaHu. He has to be the owner, the Baal HaBayis, over that goodness that he has gotten. I mean, he has to have actually earned it. Perish Misha Yikna Tov Batzmo. He has to be Konan on his own. V'lo Misha Yislav Elo HaTov B'derech Mikre. He shouldn't just fall backwards into it. V'tirish Ezen Nikrik Tzas Hizdamus Bashir She'efshar El Shleimus Yisbarach Shemo. Why is this so important? Because through this, we're somehow being similar to the Ribbono Shalom himself. How does that work? Ki Hinehu Yisbarach Shemo Shalim Ba'atzmo, as we've pointed out in the first parak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shleimus unto himself. He's self-compelling in that way. V'lo B'mikre because of his perfection, his shleimus is that's what he is. He can't possibly have any chesronos. No one else can be this way. Meaning, you and I, we by definition, the fact that we're creations, we have chesronos. Otherwise, we would be the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. But it's our job to somehow be this way a little bit, to achieve some measure of shleimus. So tzarech shelapachos yielo akona shleimus she'in amitas inyano machriach lo. So we have to somehow go out there and get some shleimus for ourselves, and in a way that because we're never going to be in a place where the shleimus is muchrach within us. Our nature is shalim, and therefore we are shalim. No, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam only. But we can earn some shleimus. V'yehu ma'adir me'atzma chesronos sh'yev shariyim bo. Right? We have to somehow achieve more shleimus and banish more of our chesronos as much as we possibly can. And that's really the idea, that it would be wrong, it would be imperfect, it would be lacking if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would just say, okay, I'm going to create some beings, and then I'm going to give them dveikus, and they're just going to be mizdabik in me, and for no reason whatsoever. No, that would be imperfect by nature. Rather, we have to earn whatever measure of shleimus we can possibly achieve, and through earning that, we can somehow cling to the Ribbono Shel Olam in a very real way. Not that we are him, God forbid, but that we can somehow come close to him because of what we've earned and what we've achieved, and we have gotten some measure of shleimus, not self-compelling, but rather based on the things that we have earned and done. V'al kein, says the Ramchal, Gozar v'sider shiyibaru inyanei shleimus v'inyanei chisaron. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created things that are shalim and things that are chaser. V'tibare bria sheyia ba'efsharus l'shnei yonim b'shaveh. And he gave us a situation where we had the possibility to, an equal possibility to go in either direction. V'yutnu labriya hazos emtsa'im sh'al yedei, sh'al yadam, sorry, tikne la'atzma es ha'shlemuyos v'tader imena sa'chasranos. So what are we supposed to do? We're put in this world and we have a shot, and that at this time we'll call it a 50-50 shot, although as we'll see, the way things came about, it was not a 50-50 shot in the long run. But we had that to start with, and we have this ability to achieve shlemus or chesronus, I guess you could say. So we have the ability to choose to be mashlim ourselves, or we could choose to get rid of that opportunity for shlemus and to go in the wrong direction. And if we do this, yikareshin is damsa b'masha yevshar lo labara v'tia ruuya lidavik bavlianos betuvo. If we choose the right things and we banish the chesronos, then it would be considered that we actually earned the right to cling to the Rabbono Shel Olam, and that makes us ra'oi. We're fit now to be mizdabek to the Rabbono Shel Olam and to be neheneh from his goodness. So again, this is a little bit of the difference between the Mesilas Yesharim and the Derech Hashem. If you read the Mesilas Yesharim, he'll say bekitzer that Kadosh Baruch Hu created us Lizanig al Hashem, and he gave us the way to get it. So if you just read the Mesilas Yesharim, it seems like Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us something good, so therefore he gave us opportunities to win money, or whatever it is, to win goodness, and those are the mitzvos, and he gave us ways to lose out, and those are the averos, and that's 100% emes. But to just get a little bit more behind the scenes, and we're only a little bit more behind the scenes still, but therefore he describes it a little bit better in terms of saying that in order for us to actually be proper recipients of this goodness, and for it to be real, and for it to be meaningful, and not sheker, at which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not capable of sheker, he doesn't do sheker, he's compelled by his midos of emes and shlemus, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do it in the best possible way. Everything he does, it has to be in the best possible way, and therefore he gives us this opportunity to achieve shlemus on our own as much as humanly possible, and then we can be mizdabek in the Shechina because that's who we are. That's not just something that he gives us, it becomes actually our essence, it becomes what we deserve, not to be given to us, but what we deserve, and therefore where we are in life, and that creates a reality situation. Okay, that's all I wanted to do in terms of covering for today. I just wanted to raise one more point, which is that the question that you're not really going to find a good answer, in, certainly not in this sefer, for maybe there are better answers out there. But so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire in creating the world was to do good to others, so then the question becomes, why did it take Hashem so long to create this world? Meaning, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite beyond time and space, and we're finite within time and space, so it stands to reason that there was some measure of infinity prior to the creation of this world. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov, and therefore it's the Derech HaTov Lehitiv, it's in, you know, his nature, quote-unquote, to do good to others, so how is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't creating this world all along? Now, again, I don't claim to know whether or not anything happened before we were created. I'm just saying that it should be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compelled to constantly create a world and constantly give people the opportunity to be ultimate recipients of good. How could it have been that there was a tachlis prior to the creation, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have anybody else to do good things with? So in this parish of Or HaDerech, so he points out that's not our concern. We can't possibly come to begin to understand anything prior to the creation of the world, right? Anything that precedes HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world is beyond us by definition. We know what we know based on the Torah, based on the Nevi'im, based on tradition, but But that's all really starting at, you know, Bereishis Bara Elokim. Whatever predated Bereishis Bara Elokim, that, you know, what was going on at that point in the Ribbono Shel Olam's world, we simply have no idea. And there's no way that we can really know. And although once Hashem created us, we know why He did it, at least according to this tradition, right? We know why He did it. We don't know what didn't compel Him to create us before, and we don't know what compelled Him to do it at that moment in that sense. You're not going to get a good answer, at least not within the confines of this particular Sefer. You're not going to get a good answer to that question. But I think it's a question that, you know, begs itself. It sort of jumps out at you when you talk about the idea of derech hatov lehetiv, that something which is good by definition wants to do good for others. So okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate good, and He wants to give the ultimate good, and therefore it's in His nature to want to do good for others. But really, that's something I'm just going to have to leave out there and say that we won't be addressing this anymore, because it's really not something that certainly I am capable of addressing. And it's not necessarily something that either anybody or most people can possibly figure out. But nevertheless, it's an important thing, I think, to at least raise the issue, to think about it, and to sort of draw boundaries for ourselves, is that this particular Sefer begins at creation, and therefore there's no real discussion of whatever existed prior to that, or what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbonos were prior to that, or try to get into the minds of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's really nothing we can do about that.